Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
Matthew chapter 14, from verse 25 all the way to 29, part A. Are you ready? Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when his disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost," and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." So he said, "Come." There's a story that is told of a man who fell off a cliff. It was pretty high. And on the way down, there was a branch of a tree. And on his way down, he managed to grab a hold of it. And he began to pray and ask God to save him and deliver him. And so he prayed and asked God, "God, save me, deliver me," because below him, there was still quite a way to go. And if he had fallen all the way down, it was sure death. So as he prayed, he heard a voice telling him, "Let go." A voice telling him what? "Let go." So this man, after praying and after he heard what he heard, he quickly shouted, "Is there anybody else up there?" How many of us would have let go? How many of us would have asked, "Is anybody else up there?" Now, many of us are at the brink of our breakthroughs. But the way forward, what we feel the Lord is asking us to do, in our opinion, is too risky. We are hesitant to let go. We are hesitant to hear, after hearing that voice saying, "Come," we are hesitant to take that step out of the boat. To us, it appears as if it is too great of a risk. And today I want to minister on the topic, the seeming risks of breakthrough. The seeming risks of breakthrough. What does risk mean? Risk is a situation involving exposure to hazard or danger. How many agree that Peter stepping out of the boat was exposing himself to risk and danger? What does seem mean? It means to appear by observation or understanding, to give the impression of being. So how many of us have heard the Lord clearly say to us, "Come," or "Let go," but because of the seeming risk, the impression we have of what appears to be in our observation, we have forfeited our breakthrough, opting to play it safe. We have just heard today is the 30th anniversary of SELS. And 30 years ago, Pastor and Miss Amy took a risk of transitioning Nairobi Lighthouse Church from a program-based church to a cell group church. And we are here today celebrating the risk they took then, or the seeming risk, because they had heard from God It was a bold step because the church had been in existence for 7 years prior to that. And it was a great, thriving, successful church. But they took that risk and we are here today celebrating it in Jesus' name. Let's appreciate Pastor Miss Amy one more time. Now, the scriptures are filled with examples of men and women who are ready to risk everything in order to come to their breakthrough. We read of Esther in the book of Esther, though at first that she was hesitant to go and stand before the king at the risk of her life, Esther called for 3 days of prayer and fasting, after which she was willing to go and see the king, saying, "If I perish, I perish." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3, they were ready to risk the fiery furnace rather than bow and before the king Nebuchadnezzar's idol, telling the king to his face, "Our God is able to deliver us, but even if he does not, we still will not bow." The woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5, knowing full well that if she was found out that she was in public in her condition, that she risked shame, ridicule, and possible punishment. Despite all this, she did not let that stop her, but she pushed through the crowd to touch the hem of Jesus' garment to receive her breakthrough. We read of David and Goliath as he faced Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17, when all the armies of Israel were cowering in fear. David was ready to risk a confrontation with Goliath, saying, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" The four lepers in 2 Kings chapter 7, they reasoned amongst themselves, "Why sit we here till we died? Till we died?" They figured it was worth the risk going into the Syrian camp and beg for food than certain death by starvation outside the camp. Why sit we here till we die? In the book of Daniel chapter 6, we read of Daniel when he heard the king's decree that he risked being thrown into the lion's den if he prayed to the living God. What did he do? He went to his house and he opened the window that faced Jerusalem. And as usual, he prayed and faced, and he was not cowed by fear. He was ready to risk because he knew the God whom he served. Later on in the book of Daniel, Daniel prophesies in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, part B, and he says, "But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." The people who know their God shall be strong and they shall carry out great exploits. The seeming risks of breakthrough. What does exploits mean? It's a bold and daring feat. It's an adventure often associated with risk. It's to take advantage of an opportunity to one's benefit. A bold and daring feat. An adventure often associated with risk. It means to take advantage of the opportunity to one's benefit. And from this verse we have just read, I want us to learn 3 lessons of how we can successfully negotiate the seeming risks of breakthrough. The seeming risks of breakthrough. It starts by saying, "But the people who." The people. How many people do we have here? How many people do we have? So you qualify. Say, "I qualify." But the people who. Who what? Know their God. The people who know their God. The first one, we all qualify. We are all people. But now the demarcation starts being put into place. The first point is they know their God. That's the first point. The first lesson that we learn is know God and His voice. Know God and His voice. The knowledge of God and His word is paramount. If we are going to navigate the seeming risks of breakthrough, we must know God and His word. The people who know their God. We need to know the difference between the word of God and our own thoughts and even strong desires. There's a big difference between having a strong desire for something and hearing from the Lord about something. Let me repeat that again. There is a big difference between having a strong desire for something and hearing from the Lord about it. David had a strong desire to build a temple. And even the prophet told him, go ahead. But God said no. If we are not able to discern the voice of the Lord, we may end up acting presumptuously and testing God. I said, if you're not able to discern the voice of the Lord, we may end up acting presumptuously and thus testing God. So when we talk about risks, we're not talking about taking or making foolish decisions in the name of having faith, but rather hearing and obeying the voice of God. Romans chapter 10 says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. There is a difference between Peter stepping out of the boat in faith to walk on the water at the command of the Lord, and when the devil tried to tempt Jesus to jump off the pinnacle of the temple. There's a difference. There is a difference. There's a difference between Peter obeying the command of the Lord to step out of the boat and walk on the water, and when the devil tried to tempt Jesus to jump off the cliff, off the pinnacle of the temple, and test God. Because Jesus replied, you shall not test the Lord your God. One is faith, the other is testing God. They are very different. They are very different. Many times we say we are doing something by faith, when we actually mean we are doing something we want to do and hoping that God blesses our plans. Can we be honest? That's not what I'm talking about. Because faith has certainty. Faith has an assurance. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, now faith is the assurance of what we hope for and the certainty of what we do not see. When we have heard the voice of the Lord, we can be assured that what God has said will come to pass. We can be certain He will keep His word because our God does not lie. Romans chapter 10 and verse 11 says, anyone who believes in Him will never be put to shame. This is the word of God I'm reading for us today. Faith is the assurance of what we hope for, the certainty of what we do not see. Trust God and His word, not your experiences or other people's experiences. You may have tried something and it didn't work. Will you trust your experience or will you trust God? Let God be true and every man a liar. Romans chapter 3 and verse 4. Let God be true and every man a liar. It is okay to be inspired by other people's testimonies, but hear God for yourself. Hear God for yourself. I'm not advocating for anyone to leave here and go and start taking risks. That's not what I'm saying. So don't leave here saying, Pastor said we should be taking risks. Yeah? Carelessly. No, I'm not asking for that. What I am asking is that you take time to know your God and know His Word and know what He is speaking to you in your situation. Somebody else may have gone through something similar and God did something a certain way. Be inspired by that, but seek God for yourself in your own situation. But the people who know their God shall be strong. The people who know their God shall be strong. The first one was know God and His Word. The second point is grow strong in faith. Now, Romans chapter 4 and verse 20, speaking of Abraham, says, no unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Abraham, even when faced with daunting and impossible circumstances, did not waver in faith concerning the promises of God. He did not let the circumstances he was facing cause his faith to waver. But rather, his faith became stronger and stronger, not weaker, as he gave praise and glory to God. A lesson here is that faith grows in the environment of praise. Faith grows in the environment of praise. It says, but he grew stronger and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Faith grows in the environment of praise. That is why the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 says that our prayers are to be made with thanksgiving. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Present your requests to God. We spoke of the prophet Daniel earlier when he opened his window and prayed. The Bible says that it says that when he heard the king's decree, he went to his house, opened the window of his house, faced Jerusalem, and prayed three times as he had always done, giving thanks to God. Praise and thanksgiving will build up our faith. Ungratefulness is a faith killer. Praise is a faith builder. Ungratefulness is a faith killer, but praise is a faith builder. Together with praise, another way to build up our faith is by praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying the Spirit builds up our faith. Jude 1 verse 20 says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, Holy Spirit. When was the last time you spent quality time and quantity time praying in the Holy Spirit? Praying in tongues, going into your prayer closet, taking 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, praying in the Holy Ghost, waiting upon the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31 teaches us that those who wait upon the Lord will renew what? Their strength. Remember, we are learning how to successfully navigate the seeming risks of breakthrough. But the people who know their God shall be shall be strong. And the last part of that verse says, and carry out great exploits. Step out in faith. It's point number three. Step out in faith. Do what God has asked you to do. Act on what the Lord has commanded you to do. James chapter 2 teaches us that faith without the corresponding works is dead. So our faith must translate into actions. Jesus commanded Peter to come. Peter obeyed and stepped out of the boat. He put his faith to work, and so must we. Even in our obedience, we must keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, as Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says. Because when Peter took his eyes off of the Lord, who had given the command, and began to look at the sea and the waves, fear gripped him, and he began to sink. So once we take the step of faith, we must keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. But going back to Peter, thank God that he called on Jesus. And Jesus reached out, caught him by the arm, and saved him. The Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus saved Peter and pulled him back out of the water. And I believe they both walked back to the boat. Why? Why do I believe that? Because verse 32 of that chapter says that they climbed back into the boat. They climbed back into the boat. If Jesus was carrying him, he would have put him in the boat, isn't it? But it says they climbed back in the boat. So despite having looked away from Jesus and going down, Jesus saved him and they walked back. Peter walked on the water. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. What has the Lord commanded you to do? What is the Lord stirring in your heart concerning your situation? Why is it a seeming risk? Because with God, you can be sure. To us, it looks like a risk. But to God, it is certain. To you and I, it looks like we're taking a risk. But to God, it is certain. On God's end, there is no risk. Because God is sure. Faith is the assurance of what we hope for, the certainty of what we do not see. So we are the people that God is calling upon. Let us press on to know God and to know his voice. Let us put the effort to grow strong in faith. Let us take the crucial step of faith out of the boat and go and do exploits. And let us experience the breakthroughs after breakthrough after breakthrough that God has in store for us. Let us not be those who will cower and not follow on with God. Now we are all people from all kinds of different backgrounds facing different things. Maybe you're here and you're facing a raging storm. And you do not know what to do. You just need to hear the Lord, the word of the Lord say to you, come. You just need direction. Some of us, we know what God has told us to do. We have heard the voice of the Lord saying, come, or let go. But the risk is too great. The risk to you looks too great. How do I know it is the Lord? All kinds of questions raging in your heart. But if you know it is God, then follow. There are also some others of us here who, like the disciples who were in the boat, because it says the storms were raging. It seems like if I stay in the boat, there's still a risk because the boat may capsize because of the storm. But the voice says, come. So you don't know which risk. Do I stay in the boat or do I walk on the water? Either way, there's a seeming risk. God knows where you are today. And there are some of us here who the experiences that you've gone through have left you disappointed and disillusioned. And you do not know what to believe anymore. Being the good Christian that you are, you talk the talk, but deep down in your heart, there's a lot of disillusionment about what to believe. God sees you today. I want us just lift your voice, wherever whatever category you may find yourself in. Just begin to go before the Lord in prayer. Let the Lord hear your voice. Just like Peter, ask the Lord, Lord, if it is you, bid me come. Let the Lord hear your voice today. Whatever situation that you're in, let the Lord hear your voice. And then allow him to speak to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today. Those of us who are facing a raging storm, and we just need to hear you say, come. Lord, I pray that our ears would be open to hear your voice as you speak to us, as you say to us, come. Lord, I pray for those who have heard your voice but are afraid to let go. Those who have heard your voice and are afraid to step out of the boat. Lord, I pray for courage and boldness in their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who are faced with decisions, Lord, either way it looks like it's a risk. Lord, I pray that they would hear the voice of the Lord telling them, this is the way, walk ye in it. That, Lord, we are hearing from you, and that, Lord, we are following hard after you. Lord, I pray for those who have had experiences that have left them disappointed and disillusioned. They have tried what they thought they knew was your voice, but it turned out not to be. Lord, I pray that you encourage them. Open their ears, O God, afresh, and let them hear from you in the name of Jesus. And let a boldness arise once again to trust you and to follow hard after you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you, my God, that, Lord, we are not holding back from that which you have called us to do, Lord, and that we are walking into our breakthroughs, my Father. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. The seeming risks of breakthrough. Remember that on God's end, it is certain, it is sure. The risk only appears on our side. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.